What's going on, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Blind Ralph's Podcast. My name is Tony. I'm here with Nick, Nate, Isaac, and then Brian behind the scenes holding it down. We are going into week three after a pretty eventful but not anything crazy for week two. Not the upsets you got in week one. Still a fun week two. Like, we could start off with, I don't know, whether we talk about our games, Texas beating number three Alabama. I mean, that's huge.
Everybody on the podcast called that.
Isaac and Tony took Texas.
Oh yeah, you had to.
I mean, they're my national champion. So,
Nick, what's your thoughts on the game?
Good win. Good
win.
That was easy. Really should have been more than that. I mean, we dropped the touchdown. We missed the field goal. We had a couple third down drops.
And I'm still not convinced that Milroe's, that dime he threw was on purpose. Like, I think he threw it up there for that touchdown hoped to God he caught it.
Milroe threw two really good long passes there.
I just felt like he threw a lot. Late over the middle. Texas probably could have had five picks.
Yeah, they dropped a couple of those.
Mm-hmm. But his deep ball was not bad.
No.
And yeah. I thought it was interesting that they didn't run it a lot with anybody besides him.
I don't think they can run.
They're trying to run the ball. But Texas' front was just dominating their offensive line.
Yeah, because
they
were.
They got a push. They had like 19 hurries, 5 sacks or something like that. Like, it was unreal.
Yeah, because they rushed over 100 yards.
Before the game, they talked about how the offensive line was the strength of Alabama, but mm-hmm. I felt like they couldn't.
No, do Texas anything. Texas dominated the game.
Yeah, I don't get that. Alabama is starting a true freshman. They have a sophomore. They're pretty young on their offensive line. I don't think they're that. I don't know. They're not that experienced there.
Everybody was saying, though, there's their strength of the team.
Everything I heard,
that's
too.
Weird.
Everything I heard, Red, yeah, lean up to it.
Mm-hmm. That's the strength. I mean, their defense still looks okay. Like, it's not like their defense, like, has dropped off a lot.
Well, their defense is the same defense they've had for 3 years now. They give up big plays.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, the fact that how many points did Texas score?
34.
They should have scored 50.
Yeah.
So the fact that their defense only gave up 34, I mean, I don't think that's right. That bad.
Win's a win for me, so.
Yeah. Does Alabama, well, first two questions. Does Texas go undefeated now?
They'll be favored in every game they play now.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And second, does Alabama lose three or more games?
No, not three or more.
And the SEC as a whole doesn't look that good either.
I don't know. Bring up Bama's schedule. I know we looked at it, but.
I don't see three losses on that team, maybe two. But it is interesting, though, that they didn't take Milroe out.
That just shows how bad the other guys are.
Yep, exactly.
South Florida win. Ole Miss. Ole Miss might be a tough game.
I mean, it's all big place, though.
Don't sleep on Mississippi State, either.
Even Texas A&M can put points on them.
Yeah.
And then you have Tennessee and LSU.
Oh,
yeah. I could see
maybe they could get three losses.
Counting the Texas loss, I could see two
losses.
Yeah,
three total losses.
Yeah.
Arkansas-Tennessee-LSU stretch. I know they have a bye week in there, but still, that looks brutal.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
So, depends on how the
Arkansas, A&M, Arkansas-Tennessee.
Three is reasonable. I mean, like, that's doable.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we'll just see how they react to this loss.
Do they have the SEC schedule?
They have to.
Probably
pretty close.
They missed Georgia, but other than that, they get...
Well, the bad part is their one crossover game's bad.
Wasn't it Florida? Didn't we say Florida had a really rough schedule, though?
Well, I mean, everybody plays the same in the SEC West, except they have Tennessee.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're all the same, right? So, whatever SEC West school that has Georgia as their crossover, it has a tougher schedule.
Vanderbilt?
Probably.
I think it is Vanderbilt, though.
Vanderbilt's on the East. So, that's not a crossover game.
No, that's why I thought...
It has to be Mississippi State, then.
Maybe it's Missouri. I don't know.
Missouri's
it's
on the east.
It's probably one of those bumps.
I thought it was like Missouri had the toughest schedule in this.
Missouri's
season.
On the east, though.
Well, then who the heck is in the west? LSU?
Auburn. Look at that. A&M, yeah, Georgia, Auburn. LSU, Auburn has, Ole Miss. Yeah, oh, my
Auburn
God.
Auburn has the schedule in the West.
Good night.
Georgia, look at their stretch. Texas A&M, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. And then we're going to finish with Alabama.
At Arkansas.
And then Alabama to end the year.
Oh,
yeah.
Good luck,
Auburn. Now, if you include Texas as their non-conference, then it's definitely tougher. Yeah. But...
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, I mean, they could be. They definitely could.
Oh, number one toughest schedule was South Carolina. That's who it was.
In the East.
But... Well, in the whole college football.
Yeah.
Going into the year.
I wonder who else they play.
South Carolina, because their non-con was North Carolina and...
Who did they play this week? No, Georgia's this week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who their other one is. But...
I don't know.
Anyone tough last week that beat Furman.
Yeah, it was good to see, especially since I picked Texas as my national champion this year. You know.
Hey, let's be honest though. Tony's Final Four is actually looking legit. He had Texas and Florida State.
But I also had LSU. And...
This
still doable.
Still doable.
It's definitely doable.
I don't know if that's.
I feel like everybody's Final Four is still pretty two doable. Teams in.
That's true. Mine's still intact.
Well, that he doesn't have SEC in two. He didn't have Georgia in SEC.
I thought you had Georgia and LSU. Who's the other one then?
I think it was Ohio State or Michigan.
Michigan.
I have Georgia, Michigan, LSU, USC.
I think I had Florida State, LSU, Michigan, and I'd have to go back and look.
I should have had in here.
Probably in my text with Brian. Let's see.
Tony, LSU, Ohio State, Texas, Florida State.
Oh, I have Ohio State.
No, yeah, but that's good. I mean, that's 100% doable. He has LSU coming out of the SEC.
Oh, Ohio State over Michigan is what you had.
Yeah.
I don't think Ohio State will make it though.
Yeah, I don't think that might be my
only
one.
They looked pretty good last week, though.
They don't look good. I don't think they look that good.
I think they're
going to beat back
Notre Dame.
We will see.
And Isaac had, yeah, Georgia, Michigan, LSU, USC. Nate, Georgia, Michigan, USC, Bama.
Eee!
Bama could still get in.
What do we
Brian
got?
Had USC, Clemson, oof, Georgia, oof. Michigan.
What do we got? Three more weeks gross. When Colorado plays USC. I'm telling you, take the overs on that game.
Yeah, three more counting this one.
Yeah,
I think I saw the overs for USC, Colorado. They already had it up on FanDuel. It was only like 71.
Oh, I'd be taking that right now.
Yeah, I should.
Dude, it's going to be
first to 100.
Same thing with Oregon. Those two games right there.
The only thing that's going to stop that, though, is the running clock the whole game.
Not USC, Colorado. They throw the ball a lot.
If you have an offense that's high-powered like that, the clock doesn't really
move. I mean, Oregon likes to run the ball, so they'll run the
ball. Though, maybe not Oregon, but USC, you take the overs,
they get a couple of touchdowns,
even if it's 80.
I hope Oregon kills Carl.
Parlay picks then in those weeks.
Yeah. Yeah,
we just gotta place that early so it doesn't keep going up.
True. I'm tired of the whole Carl thing.
Oh my god!
Like for game day to be there now and Big Noon for the third straight week, it's ridiculous.
I'm okay that game day's there because like there's the slate sucks. Let's be honest, right?
Right, but they could have took this time to go somewhere different.
But you could have went to, like, Penn State, Illinois.
But, like, you're...
No, Illinois is terrible.
K-State. Yeah.
But K-State, but Game Day never go. Game Day necessarily doesn't go to the best
Missouri
games anymore.
But
yeah.
Didn't they have Big Noon kickoff last year?
Who?
K-State, Missouri. Or did they have Game Day last year?
I mean, there's Tennessee, Florida. I know Florida sucks, but you pick Colorado State.
Yeah, but see, like, I'm okay if...
They know where the money lies.
Well, and, like, this is the first
but
time...
But does it? Like, it's not like all of a sudden they're churning in hundreds of millions of dollars.
But this is the first time that this rivalry's been played since 2019.
But the TV views are high.
Oh.
Yeah, they're riding the wave until it's gone. Like, they're getting so much...
Colorado and Nebraska had more views than Alabama and Texas did.
Yeah, 10 million people were watching the game. 10 million. That's a lot.
I mean, how many times can you interview Deion Sanders?
How many times can he say, y'all are still counting us out? Literally, you're getting all the TV coverage.
I mean, like, it's smart to play the chip on the shoulder. That's what Georgia did, and they won the national championship. Like, why do teams not play the chip on the shoulder? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's not working for us.
Well, we don't play it. That's why. We're like, oh, that's so stupid. Why would you make up a false narrative to motivate your team? Well, it obviously works.
I think that's a great segue into... the game.
What, Colorado, Nebraska?
Yeah. Isaac, you were there?
To say in that game.
You were there?
It was bad. I was embarrassed.
You were?
What about the Jeff Sims take? You said you'd still take him over Casey Thompson. You want to go back on that?
No, God, no way.
He can't still.
Casey Thompson dropped plenty of snaps last year. He also threw a ton of picks. He also had Trey Palmer. Without Trey Palmer, Casey Thompson's worse than Jeff Sims.
He was awful last week
against Ohio. Jeff Sims was not playing a team like Ohio this
year. What was his stats against Ohio?
Like 145 and 2 picks, no touchdowns.
Well, this week will be good then, because Ohio's similar to Northern Illinois.
Yeah, if he plays. Jeff Sims, I don't think he's going to play. He's not practicing with the ones Harburg is right now.
He's done for the year.
Like, I look at it this way. Nebraska's leading the country in sacks this year.
Yeah, our defense is playing great.
Like 11 sacks on the season.
Some of the best players on my team are youngsters, so hopefully they...
Yeah, like Cam Lenhart, he had 2 sacks in 1 series, and Riley Van Poppel got a sack.
Yeah, our defense isn't the problem, just like the last forever many years.
You know, I said the same thing when Scott was here. At some point, like, if you're even if they're freaking transfers, man, if you're, especially a guy that's recruiting high school really hard that's not going after transfers, like, if your upperclassmen aren't playing, what do you have to lose in your first year to abandon whatever plan you had at the beginning of the season and let these young kids come out and ball? Like, all your wide receivers that are supposed to be really, really good that I know you want a red shirt, like, just let them go out there.
Yeah. I would say I shouldn't say I was embarrassed. I was just embarrassed because I talk a lot of trash to my friends who are Colorado fans, and then we get smacked, so... It was worse.
But honestly, though, like, if we don't fumble the ball a bajillion times and, you know, just Jeff Sims didn't happen that game, like, the game's a lot closer. We win, in all reality. Like, you can't do what they did.
The sky is not falling. Game 2 of year 1 of Matt Rhule, who everybody knew. He rebuilds the first season. Everybody knew that. Everybody was okay with that at the beginning of the year. Now it's game 2 and everybody's upset.
So he tears down the roster for season.
I got a question for you. Do you think he brought in Jeff Sims, who leads the country in turnovers? Do you think, not just this year, but as a career, he's the leading has the most turnovers in any player in the country right now over the last like 4 years or whatever. Do you think he brought him in on purpose to go 1-11 like he did at Baylor, just to flip this next year?
When he wins 6-7 games?
I need to find somebody that's just going to turn over the ball,
but if you
lose
see
the games that we should win.
If you see our schedule in the next couple of years, he probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
it's going to get worse.
The Big Ten West can't get any worse. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Jeff Sims
it gets a lot better.
He has a lot of tools. He's just not good right now.
No.
Very athletic.
I think he's in his own head.
When will he be good?
When he can get out of his own head.
Because he hasn't been good for like 5 years. So.
Well,
I just don't think he's good.
I mean, he's a very athletic guy. Like, I would take his legs over.
You could see it when he ran for that touchdown.
Like, yeah, he's a running back playing. He's like, he would be good at tight end.
He's like a 6'3 running back.
That'd be tall running back.
Tight end.
Yeah, he's 6'4, 225.
We move somewhere.
Tall.
Dude can't throw the ball.
There's not a lot of deck hair out there.
I don't even know if he can't. He can't take a snap.
I
was telling Brian, I think some of it is he's not mentally ready for the position he's being put in.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, there was no eyes on him at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he doesn't have this pressure at Georgia Tech. And even then, like, you know, like, even on those big stages, he's still made mistakes, right?
But Brian says he still turned the ball over at Georgia Tech.
I'm saying even on the big stages at Georgia Tech, like, he would still make mistakes. So you get on an even bigger stage.
Just goes back to my thing. He's not good.
I don't think he's very good.
He's not good.
I agree he has the tools, but, like, when it comes to confidence, he definitely doesn't have any because he didn't even feel confident enough to throw that pass when the wide receiver broke rather than waiting till the wide receiver's open. So he doesn't trust the team or his arm.
Your quarterback can only be as good as the people that are surrounded by him. Like, we don't have good weapons right now at Nebraska. I'll admit to that. Like,
but you can catch a snap.
That's the problem, right?
Quarterbacks fumble snaps. I've seen so many quarterbacks fumble snaps. It's not a big thing. I don't think that's a big deal.
Well, the bad thing is he couldn't even call hike when the motion wide receiver... Tight end, wide receiver, whatever. Like, there's no confidence in that at all.
That's probably a coaching thing. They probably should stop doing that motion at that point.
But that's a quarterback calling hike.
Right.
I mean,
unless it's a timing thing.
Center doesn't snap it right as the quarterback calls hike. They're reading what they see. And if he claps, then you snap it as the center. But it's not always going to come on at the same exact time that he says hike. So, I mean, if the guy's in motion, he could have snapped it early as well. I didn't see it that well, but I mean, a quarterback fumbling a snap is like, it's not earth-shattering news. Quarterbacks have fumbled snaps before. NFL quarterbacks have fumbled plenty of snaps. It's not the first. He's not the first quarterback. Won't be the last quarterback to do it. He still has a ton of talent. He's just not good right now.
I mean, the difference is those. He loses those fumbles.
Yeah, and even they talked about that. On, I don't know if you
because Alabama's quarterback fumbled the snap three times, but he recovered fell every time.
Well, and right, that's what they talked about. Like even Matt Rhule brought up, like, like he was talking about how, you know, it's one of those things that like you ingrain in their heads during practice to not do so they don't get hurt, right? Don't drop down because the defense is going to go hard. Defense is going to go after it. So you basically tell them not to. So did they ingrain it into his head so much that he doesn't think about protecting the ball?
He should know the difference between games and practice. So.
Again, I think this week, if Heinrich is starting,
do you think he starts? Or who do you think starts?
If he's not playing practicing with the ones, they said that they don't think it's a high ankle sprain where he's going to be out 4 to 5 weeks. Dude, if I'm Jeff, I'd freaking fake it.
Why? I mean, wouldn't you want to play a bad team to get your confidence up?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And, I mean, if he's good to go, if he's 100% for this week, yeah. But like, we also can't afford to lose against Northern Illinois.
You can get two good wins.
He'd still outrun Northern Illinois with a bad wheel.
What?
So he'd still outrun Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
With a bad wheel.
Who do they play after Louisiana Tech?
La Tech.
Who do they play after?
Then we play Michigan now.
That's when my ankle would start hurting again.
I shouldn't have played this last 2 games.
I should. Coach, it stiffened right back up. It stiffened right back up. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's nice to see that our defense. It reminds me of the Pelini days, but we're losing. Where you have like this god awful offense, but your defense is trying to hold you into the games, but like then you go 3 and out again.
Oh, the 2009.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely zero offense, but we had an Adonko too to dominate everybody.
Yeah. Like, we're just not there dominant-wise. Like, our defense is sound.
Well, what's also bad is I saw a stat today. The offenses against our defense in the red zone are 8 for 8. They score every time.
Oh,
the red zone.
And then they need to up. They need to get better on that
stat. Or the literal definition of bend and then break when it gets in the red zone.
Yeah.
Bend and break.
Bend and then break.
Don't bend, but when you get there, we break.
Yeah.
Bend all the way and then break when they get to the inside of 20. I don't know. Colorado's better than what everybody thought.
That's true.
I mean, there's no, like, everybody's, oh, they beat TCU. They'll lose next week. They're not that good. And then they win again. And they're like, oh, they'll lose the next week. Oh, they'll lose the next week. I mean,
they won't lose this week.
Right. But I'm sure people are still saying it. Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh, they'll probably lose this week.
They will lose.
If they don't lose this week, they'll lose next week.
How many of those people think?
How many times can you keep saying that until you decide, oh, Colorado's actually a pretty decent team?
But are they saying that because they think they'll lose or because they want them to lose? I think it's 50-50 on that.
I say it because I want them to lose.
Is Colorado a top 18 team?
No.
Right now?
Yeah.
Could they be? Yeah, I think could they be.
Could they beat Clemson?
Do they deserve it now?
No. Clemson's not ranked, and Clemson would beat them.
I don't know about that. 100%. I saw Duke beat Clemson. And Duke is not better than Colorado. Colorado's offense is way better than Duke's.
Yeah.
Clemson would beat Colorado, 100%.
I don't know. 100%.
Yeah, I think so, because, again, it's one of those things where Clemson still has a good defense. They made a lot of mistakes against Duke, but they're still good.
But I don't think they lost to Duke because they're
I mean, at some point, defense. People are going to just have to accept that Colorado's better than what they thought, and they're going to have to keep listening to it.
It'll die off when they be by Oregon and USC.
That's what everybody said about TCU and Nebraska.
I said it once about TCU.
Those are two completely different.
Yeah. I know, I'm just saying. Like,
I mean, TCU has only beaten Nicholls State 17-3 at halftime.
And then what did it finish?
Well, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Who?
They scored zero in the third.
Who? TCU?
TCU over Nicholls State.
I mean, Colorado was only up, what, 10-0 at halftime and then beat us 36-14? Yeah, I mean, team score in the second half, that's what happens. They play a full game. Like, yeah. They wear teams down. That's what Colorado's going to do. You're not going to be able to hold them the whole game. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to beat Oregon and USC. They're obviously not the same as TCU and Nebraska, but everybody was saying it'll die down when they lose to TCU. It'll die down when they lose to Nebraska.
I think Colorado State's just going to shock the world.
That'd be awesome.
I definitely think Colorado's better than what we gave them credit for, or at least I gave them credit for. But I still don't think they're like a top 10 team. Like, I don't think.
You're saying when it's all said and done, they're not a top 10 team this year?
Absolutely not. Like,
I think, did you go to Big Noon Kickoff?
No.
I heard that they were, to get people there, they were giving out $25 gift cards, but you didn't get them until after you left.
Really?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
So they convinced them, like, if Wendy's? You go there. So they had two different segments, and then if they stayed for the second segment, they got another one.
What was it, like Wendy's, or what kind of gift card?
Because
they're supposed to be at Wendy's. So I bet it was Wendy's.
Probably.
That'd be awesome.
That's the only way they could get people.
Woo!
That's the only way they could get people to stay the whole time.
Well, you've seen game day, the aerial views. Game day doesn't look very packed anymore.
Yeah,
either.
Alabama, that looks.
They said cool. I forgot.
It was the same for game, the first week.
They said Alabama didn't do it because game day's there almost every year, so no one cares.
Figuring out that it's so much cheaper to stay at home and watch the game.
Probably.
Like, it's cool to be in that environment once, maybe.
But you don't have to pay for game day.
Yeah, I know, but you have to pay for the trip to the game.
So I felt like. It's just the crowds have been a lot smaller.
At game day? I mean, most of the time it's always been college kids, though. So, like, if you can't attract the kids that are even there on campus living in the dorms, like, you're probably doing something wrong.
I just think it's not a big thing like it used to be when we were growing up. It's still big, but not as what it was.
Dude, I'll always remember the one at Oregon. That was chaos.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We had lined up so early.
Almost got trampled.
The Nebraska one was a pretty fun experience.
The Nebraska
too.
One was literally overnight.
Yeah, we camped out overnight.
I mean, we got in line at Oregon at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
with a bunch of people coming from the bars, and that one guy with the backpack that had a bottle of tequila in his backpack.
Yeah, that's because they start game day at like 4:00 in the morning, so literally you can leave the bars and go get in line because it starts so early.
Yeah, and that one guy that questioned you every time, did you just become an Oregon fan because they were good this year? It's like, dude, he liked them when they were bad.
Like the girl at the USC-Nebraska one where she was chewing Brian out because he was wearing Oregon to it.
Yes.
This is an Oregon game day?
I was like, no, it's college game day. Like, it's like, what?
Oh, God.
She's like screaming in my face.
She was. She's very mad at you.
Wasn't Nate going to be on the camera too?
Yeah, no, Nate wore a USC hat to college game day, and that was the year the USC kicker killed himself.
Yeah.
And so they zoomed in. What?
We were front row like on game day, and they were going to zoom in on me. Like,
they zoomed in on your
story.
Hat. Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I do, guys? I should have been like,
they chose someone else, though.
Mate. Yeah,
no,
they did.
He didn't hang himself.
I know, he jumped on the cliff. Nick, I can't mimic jumping off a cliff. Like this?
That's messed up.
I was just curious if you got any free gift cards. That's why I was asking.
No.
Isaac.
Yeah, that's where that let off?
Yeah, that's where it started.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, we segued that
Wendy's,
one.
That would have been awesome.
I don't know. I also think fans are overreacting.
Oh, 100%.
Some fans were thinking that we should stop running shotgun plays.
No, you can't.
It's too confusing.
Yeah.
It's too confusing.
Dude.
And also, a fan thought the last good quarterback, Zach Taylor, was coached by Tom Osborne. So, I mean, most fans are overreacting.
You could argue it's harder to take a snap under center than it is for shotgun.
I 100% you know? Think
well, I mean,
oh, no
didn't...
one's ever fumbled a snap under center.
Quentin did.
Why don't you just go to
and actually cut him a break?
Did.
Jeff Sims would be a really good option quarterback.
Would be.
That's they
why,
the option
that's why he was
really
at Georgia
well.
Tech.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if he was at Georgia Tech with Paul Johnson, they'd probably have been pretty good.
You would have won two Heismans.
I don't know. I feel really lost this week after the game because I still haven't brought back any Twitter or Instagram
I'd
or
wait
Facebook
week,
or anything.
Wait.
I'm keeping it off for another week at least.
Oh, this weekend would be nice for it.
No.
This one you should get on it.
Nope, I'm keeping it off for... Actually, I'm not missing it too much, so I may just stay off of social media for a hot minute. I've never gone more than, like, 3 days off of social media. So, like, I'm on Reddit, but I don't actually get on any of the message boards or anything like any of the, like, Husker stuff. Like, I'm just literally mindlessly scrolling Reddit.
So when are we going to get our RV and just travel around?
soon.
Once our super dog parlay hits.
did you know that we had to change one leg of it because we couldn't bet it? It was worth too much money.
Yeah, I changed our Texas State one.
It was worth too much money, so you couldn't place it.
Yeah.
Couldn't place it at the kiosk.
That's why I want to go to 9.5, because otherwise we'll never be able to bet it.
Quarter. We got a 14-0.
I took Charlotte 24.5.
Hey, Nick, didn't you say that's why you left your pick off last time? Was because we couldn't bet that much money.
Exactly.
That's exactly why.
So what's the most you could do?
80?
I think it cuts you off at 80,000.
Then you have to go to the person.
Yeah.
So what was our one going to be?
81.
It was like 81 or 89 or something.
89,000? I'll take 80. They could just take the 9. Yeah. They could take the 9 off as a tip.
On a serious note, I'll take $20.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Hey, I won a parlay this week, so I'm all right.
I should have won, but I got bad juju.
It's not true. Yes,
okay.
I did this. Isaac,
did you already hear about it?
He did that. Yes.
So
I didn't say yes. I did nothing. I did this.
No. Virginia's winning. And this is all Nate needs to hit his parlay.
Last minute of the game.
Virginia's winning last minute of the game.
I need to hear the reasoning behind taking Virginia in this game.
Because they were
better payout.
Yeah, it was money line, and they were James Madison was favored.
So, two?
One and a half.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, he took money line. He's getting ready to win $250. There's a minute left, right? James Madison's driving, has a big play, and Nick's like, yes.
He walks by.
Like, are you kidding me?
That's not how it goes at all.
The next play, touchdown, James Madison.
First of all, I didn't say yes. No words came out of my mouth. And I didn't clap. I hit my closed fist. I just hit the top of my hand like this.
That's the same.
You're upset, Nick, that they did that.
This is what happened. I was like, oh, man, I can pay you for Texas for $250. I'll just give you my ticket. He's like, you'll pay me anyways. That's why I knew he was cheering against it.
Yeah, it is.
No, Nate was being a little bitch before that.
So. No, I wasn't.
Now, on the flip side, Nate was after that.
Okay? Nate was all night.
I guarantee it, because he still is.
In fact, to the point where he was rooting, against our futures.
Yeah, Nate was rooting against all of our money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I literally bet against our future. I was rooting against it because I was like, well, I don't want Oregon to be the reason I lost this money, so I need
it. So you're telling me our futures aren't going to hit this year.
Nick literally bet. He put money on.
Not thinking, though. Also, I'm also 53-28 this year in gambling, so I'm pretty good at that.
I only missed like 2 or 3 games all of last week. They just all happened to be on the same part. So on different parlays.
Yeah, me too. 3 games.
That's the worst part.
Yeah. Baylor cost me
$125.
By 3
Utah
points.
Utah cost you.
Baylor should have been playing as good
Utah
as they did.
Played
you
better.
Cost me $200 and 3 points.
I didn't cost you.
Yeah, your team did.
Your team cost me.
I would have never changed it to
you
minus
told
16
me,
and
you
a half.
16 and a half, Oregon, first half.
Oregon covered the spread.
That was a dumb bet.
That was dumb. Oregon covered the spread for you.
You should have hedged your $250 ticket and taken the James Madison money line when they're down 5.
He couldn't do it live.
Well, the money was in the bag until...
First of all, no.
Yes.
I didn't say yes.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I think
man.
You said yeah.
I did
I
not.
I think that's what you said.
100%. I did not.
That's so mean.
It is.
Because he hadn't won his Texas one yet, had he?
No.
So he was upset that he hadn't won yet. So he was like, yes, nobody's winning.
I did not.
Yeah.
You know, like, man, I was down there.
I'm starting to see the picture.
I was down there rooting for Nate to win some money.
I wasn't even there.
That was very...
he wasn't there. And then he comes, like, stumbling downstairs, throws us fruit snacks, and then it's just,
All right. And what were you doing? You can tell everybody what you were doing before.
I don't know.
Why did you... You were gone for a while, you came back with fruit snacks?
You're upstairs?
No.
I ran home with my dog outside.
Oh. Okay.
What?
I don't know what's going on
here.
I don't either.
What's going on?
What?
No.
Jeez, Brian. Out the man on
I know, Brian Hardy podcast. Over here.
I'm muted.
No. So what? Okay, segue to another game.
Yeah.
There
you
go.
Baylor?
You go.
Well, I was going to say the Miami-Texas A&M
game.
We
can talk Baylor game.
Baylor.
Yeah, we can talk Baylor.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what you need.
But those eight home games. Only six left.
Yeah, but they had a backup quarterback. Think they would have had their starter.
Also, we should probably talk about this whole Tyler Shuck, Allen Bowman.
Hold on, Baylor. Hold on, Baylor opens up the season. Hey, Baylor opens up the season with four straight home games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they have eight total.
Unreal.
Sorry.
There was one other team that we talked about that did that too. They play six straight home games before they play a single.
Six.
There's no way it's either six straight home games.
I'm dead serious. Was it not Michigan? Go to Michigan's.
No, it was
because no Michigan. We pay them home at week four.
Somebody didn't leave like the state of Texas, but one time in like
Baylor.
Well, that's
maybe
Texas.
It was Baylor.
What about Oklahoma State not playing in Texas this year?
Yeah.
What?
All right. What other game, Anthony? You have?
I was just talking about the Miami Texas A&M game.
Great game.
Yeah, it shows you how bad Jimbo Fisher is.
Yeah, he's gonna get fired.
Next Baylor head coach.
That bad?
Next Michigan State head coach.
I saw a couple highlights with the score.
No, they're dominated. What was the final score again, Brian? Just look on Miami.
48-33.
Just, oh my god.
They thought Mel Tucker was bad.
Were they dominated?
48-33.
I thought it was close.
No, they pulled away at the end.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that bad. They scored 33 points. That's good for their offense.
What did y'all score in the second half?
17-7.
No.
17, or set in the second half, 27.
16-27.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way too small.
Bad.
I mean, kind of.
I mean, I didn't even know Miami had an offense, so that's good for Miami, too.
Every team has an offense.
Especially, well, either one's good.
Not a good one.
About that?
Not a good one.
Baylor and Nebraska would beg to differ about
they have an offense, it's not good. Yeah. Every team has an offense.
They have people that come out there on offense, but I don't know if it's on offense.
All right, I got another one for you. I'm going to bring up a thing.
Okay, bring up.
Send them out there.
And you guys tell me what you think.
Coach, but I'm the water boy.
Why is it so big?
the
Brian Ferentz points tracker.
Did someone create this?
Yes, it is a thing.
Someone already has this out.
He's averaging 22 points a game. He needs to average 28.1 points a game.
He's screwed. Let's look at Iowa's schedule.
Western Michigan this week, I think.
Yeah, they've got to score like 50 for him to have a shot. Yeah. One of these games he has to
go. Go to Iowa's schedule, Brian.
They play Western Michigan this week.
They're just going to air it out.
I would not run the ball at all. I'd just be throwing long bombs.
They're 28.5 point favorite.
They need every single one of those points. It needs to be 28.5.
What's the over-under?
44.
I'm going under.
They need 44.
They're going to win. They're going to win 3-0.
They're going to be.
If they lose,
they got Western Michigan at Penn State.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to them winning 8 games, but him being under the average, and Kirk is going to have to make a decision.
I think Kirk.
I don't think he gets to make the decision. It's in the contract.
I think Kirk will retire.
I think Kirk will retire too.
Ryan gets the head coaching job.
I don't think I will let that happen.
Does say he'll be fired as OC.
You know what's
going to
happen?
Oh good.
You know,
that's good for Nebraska.
You send the AD on a little trip out of town, and the head coach hires the offensive coordinator.
I don't know. I think he would retire before he would fire his son.
Oh, for sure. But he would hire his son when he retires.
Why are we looking at South Florida?
They go to Michigan.
Look at Western Michigan.
They go to Michigan State and coach together.
Iowa has Western Michigan, Penn State next the week after. They're not scoring any
points
that
game. And then Michigan State the
week
after.
State.
The problem is the weather's just getting colder.
The problem is their offense scores a lot of points in the first half, but then stops scoring.
They could have almost lost that game against Iowa State.
They have 40 points in the first half this year and have, like, zero.
They have 44 total points.
Iowa State almost did come back and get them.
Let me just see this.
This is freaking wild, man.
I mean,
I can't believe somebody made that freaking
that's awesome.
Their website.
That's what happens when you make a public.
They scored 3 points in the second half last week, and they scored...
So they're not adjusting. They just have a strip.
They scored
the first
7
half.
In the second half
so
the week 10? Before. They scored 10 points in the second half.
That's not going to work unless you put up like 50 in the first half.
They put up 14 in the first quarter the week 1.
Damn.
So they were on good pace.
They need to put
that was
way
quick
more in the
first
too. Quarter than he's off.
They're on good pace. They just need to they need to put it all.
Put it all
they
in
the first 21
half.
In the
so,
first quarter.
So. God, that just keeps going up. Like, he's going to get to that hard part of his schedule where they're not going to be able to put up points.
This week will be crucial for him to score points.
They need to score 50.
Yeah, they need 50.
I mean, if
because he'll be lucky to score 14 against Penn State.
Like, they almost need their defense to force turnovers but run out of bounds at the one. And then just have them do a quarterback sneak.
Can you imagine?
Well,
It
doesn't have to be offensive touchdowns. Just total points.
He's not responsible for defense touchdowns.
Doesn't matter.
I think the back.
Yeah, it does. Why? What do you mean that doesn't matter? Yeah,
it said the team has to average 25 points a game.
Yeah, the defense had
the team?
Last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
They dropped one in the first week. So, I mean, their defense is kind of hot and cold right now. Let's see. Let's just go game by game and predict how many points we think they can score.
All right.
Western Michigan.
They need to score 50.
I think they will score 28.
I also agree with 28.
I think they'll score 35.
Penn State?
I was going to go 33.
I'm going to go 24.
I was going to go 10 for Penn State.
10 for Penn State is where I would
17 Penn State.
Oof.
Really?
I'll go 10.
I'll go 10.
I think they can get a goal this one.
I'll go 13. They'll get a field goal.
Oh. 17.
13.
I'm going to go 5.
You said home field. Doesn't count.
13.
You've said it.
Penn State says. Yeah, Isaac makes the rule here.
I have receipts. This is my game.
Nate has receipts.
Okay, show him.
Who else you got?
Hey, I'll go back and listen to the podcast. I'm the only one that listens.
Oof, no head coach.
14. Let's go 20.
24.
I think 14. They would probably rub one out and get 38 points.
Okay. What?
You're going to what?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you say that because of Michigan State?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's bad. That's in poor taste.
20 points against Michigan State.
Purdue,
they're going to score 24.
I think they're
going to
get 30 against
21.
Where's
it at?
It's at Iowa.
I think we're also giving them too much credit here.
At Wisconsin.
Yeah, because remember,
at Wisconsin. 10, 17.
13.
I'll
say 24 at Wisconsin.
Brian, are you keeping track of how many of these are bringing out to? Okay.
Oh, what kind of?
But every score we set is under 28. So I.
No, the first one.
There's a 30.
Minnesota, 10.
Where's that 10. At?
3.
It's at Iowa.
3.
I'll go.
Number 5.
You know, I'll go 28.
There's a click in the last game of the season.
Northwestern.
Oh, this is one they need.
He scores 105 and makes up own ground.
I'm going to say, run it up. I'll say 10 against Northwestern.
You're trying to throw off the whole thing.
I'm going to go 27.
I'm going to go 32. 32, is that possible?
Northwestern found their groove.
31.
38 is what I'm
going to
go with against Northwestern.
31.
Wow.
87.
In Chicago?
In Chicago? That's
home
run.
The Windy City? They're going to have to throw the ball.
Rutgers, I think 24 will do it.
I'll probably go like 23.
Is that their last game?
No, we are.
He still could get it. Like, it's still realistic.
Yeah, because he could score a lot of points. He could score 42
against North. Can I count the Big Ten championship game?
He's not making the Big
Ten. No, it's regular season.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, and it was regular season.
I mean, I think this week is the key week. If either he needs to score a bunch of, if he doesn't, he's screwed.
Yeah, he's gonna beg the defense to score 14 points more.
Guys, I need you to go out there. It's pick six like 6 times because we're on offense.
Do you think Brian Ferentz just switched sides? It's like, I'm just gonna coach the defense.
What if Kirk just chews out the defense the whole time? But you just score points because we didn't do anything about his own son.
Phil Parker's
dude, what?
The last straw with
you know, that's good for the Big Ten West if they fire Kirk and just hire Brian.
They would never do that.
Yeah, that'd
be good. Be good for the Big Ten West.
They'll go after Dave Aranda.
Oof, I don't think anybody wants Dave Aranda.
Isaac, you're begging for him last year.
I was, but now
begging
I'm not.
For him.
Nah, I don't want him.
Is Dave Aranda better coach than Matt Rhule, Nate?
Better than Matt Rhule?
Oh, that's what I said.
Snap.
That's a good question.
I don't think so. I mean, you can't. I mean, Matt Rhule's been.
You can definitely compare.
He's been at Temple. He's been at Baylor. This is literally his first school.
You can compare, though.
You can compare anything, then.
How many years has Matt Rhule coached college football?
3 years at Temple.
No, he was at 4 at Temple. 3 at Temple?
4 at Temple.
4 at Temple at year 8.
3 at Baylor.
Baylor.
Yeah, so year 8 probably. That's 8 years.
What's Aranda on 4?
3.
Four.
Oh, four.
COVID year.
Oh, yeah. COVID year.
Those are comparable stats. You compare 4 years. That's plenty of.
And NFL stint, too.
That's okay. Who cares about the NFL? Nick Saban failed the NFL. Nick Saban failed the NFL.
Oh, gosh.
didn't say you didn't.
So you asked the question.
I said Matt Rule's better coach.
So you would take Matt Rule over David Vander?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, when Matt Rule would leave.
Yeah, that's true. You don't.
I have heard Nate say that.
So you say the Nebraska has better coach than Baylor?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. What you Nebraska. Say Nebraska. Team? Nebraska has a better coach than Texas.
No.
Oh no.
That's not true.
So, I don't know.
How many ranked opponents does Matt Rule beat?
Oh, one.
How many?
One.
One? Are you sure?
He has zero. Yeah.
There was a team that they beat that was ranked.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
They beat Temple. In Temple, he beat a ranked team.
Yeah, he beat Navy, I think, who ended up being ranked.
I thought he was like
0-12. Top 15 team?
Yeah, well, that's fake stats, so don't listen to him, Ryan.
Top 15?
Jeez. Here we go. Texas beats one team, and now they're fired up. Great. And here I was cheering for Texas this last weekend. Now I don't.
Yeah, now we got.
My good juju helped you, but.
Hey, it's not about. This isn't about Nebraska right now.
Well, I mean, kind of.
No, it's about Matt Rule.
That's Nebraska.
And you asked me.
They've only had one shot at a ranked opponent in Nebraska. So really, it's not. It's about Nate. It's actually just about Nate.
Oh. Okay. Yes, I would take Matt Rule over Dave Aranda.
Okay. What about Art Briles?
Hey, I think we were right, though. Oh. Dave Aranda's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Hey, where?
What if you could have Nate? What if you could have this? God. Dave Aranda steps down, and he goes to be Baylor's defense coordinator.
Okay.
You bring back Art Briles as your OC, and Matt Rule comes back as head coach.
Jesus.
100%.
That's a dream stat.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
That's like a hard question. Whoa. I would take that for Baylor.
Or you just do Dave Aranda's out, Matt Rule's out, Art Briles. Yes, I'll take Art Briles back.
Bring in Kendall Briles.
Yeah, just bring us the whole staff.
Bring in the whole. Bring him back.
Bring back the
Jeff
whole
Jeff Lebby, come on back.
Bring back the old
You didn't
game.
Do much at Baylor. I'm surprised you even got that job. At Ole Miss in Oklahoma. I don't know what he did.
He's not doing much in Oklahoma.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how he got the job.
That's too
bad. That's a
shame.
I would take that.
Brian, did you see he had to apologize for
it? Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who apologized?
Jeff Lebby had to apologize because Art Briles was on the sideline for the Oklahoma game.
He wasn't on the sideline. He came on the field after to take pictures and stuff with family. With all, even, like, all the staff.
Why did he have to apologize?
Because
Art Briles is a disgraced college football coach.
Yeah, Oklahoma didn't want him there. And Venom Wolf is like, this is being taken care of. I'm like,
what is so you're telling me that Brent Venables had no idea that he was on the sideline?
100% he was.
That's stupid. No, but on the field at all. Yeah. He didn't know that he was there at all. He was wearing gear.
So he got on, they took pictures, Jeff Lebby and Art Briles, with like his granddaughters. And it was like, for some reason, Oklahoma fans didn't know that was his father-in-law.
Oh.
That's pretty well documented.
Like, yeah. So like they got, so what Jeff pretty Lebby well did was, he's like, well, that's family. He's like, I don't apologize for this. Is after the game. I don't apologize for anything. Later that night, profile picture on Instagram. That picture of him and Art with his grandparents. Tripled down. Facebook the next day. Profile picture. And now everybody thought he was going to get fired, but he had to apologize today.
That's ridiculous.
Brett Venables
for making it a distraction.
Brett Venables knew he was there. I'm guessing that someone higher up yelled at Brett Venables like, "Hey, you need to take care of this."
But it wasn't like he didn't have a sideline pass. It was just all the other family members from the coaching staff were on the field, and Art Briles came down to take pictures with his granddaughters and stuff.
That's ridiculous.
Aaron Rodgers has been helped off the field already with a foot injury. 6 minutes into the game,
everybody taking those New York Super Bowl.
I took an underdog pick this morning. And it was Aaron Rodgers over 0.5 yards. So one of those, like, specials. He has no yards.
He has no yards in 6 minutes?
Yeah, he only got one snap.
Oh, that's
tough. Hurt was it?
His foot.
Should we go into our picks?
We'll probably blame it on that game.
We can. Right? Anything else you guys want to talk about?
You gotta blame it on the Dark Lodge.
I didn't get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, of course my foot hurts. I didn't get the vaccine.
Let's move into our picks.
All right.
We can do that.
So,
let's get away from that.
Why? Is it too political for you?
That's not what we're about on this podcast, Nick.
Accurate.
I don't think we're going to get too much pushback from our two viewers.
JD's going to give me a whooping when I get home.
We got zero. We got zero.
Oh, shit.
JD's
in an escape room.
They probably...
What? She couldn't have said, like...
She could have put this on the TV.
They could have put it on in the escape room.
I could have helped her through it. I'm pretty good at escape.
Doesn't have to be loud.
Matt Olson launches 50th home run. If everybody was...
That's cool. Tonight.
Not concerned about that.
I wouldn't be if I was a Cubs fan.
Huh? That was a good week. Three Cubs fans right here. Good weekend for me.
That's kind of crazy. Would a Cubs fan be worried about Matt Olson launching home runs?
They wouldn't be. They wouldn't be. That's why I told you so.
I thought I heard you say, well, as a Cubs fan.
Wait, I don't remember picking this game.
Well, then I guess we're going to see who you text.
Isaac, who's your, who's your NFL team?
I don't
have one. Tony, who's your NFL team?
I switched. No, no. Here, I'll tell you the story.
So choose.
I'll tell you the story. I grew up as a Lions fan.
Oh, I'm sure.
No, I did. No, I 100% grew up as a Lions fan.
Yeah, now is the time to go back.
Brian, do you concur?
I did. I was a huge Barry Sanders fan. Not as much of, like, total.
Barry Sanders was a running back, Isaac.
Play for the Lions. Yeah, I know. I used to have a jersey.
Oh, wait, huge. And then, like, a few years ago, like, we, like, Cubs fans, all of us were, and so I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to adopt every, like, Chicago team.
The Bears.
But I've had a hard time rooting for the Bears for the last 15 years just because, one, I could give it less. Like, but, like, they'll play against the Lions, and I'll be rooting for the Lions. So I always felt bad. Like,
so you're a Lions fan.
Historically.
Okay.
But I honestly, but to be fair, I don't care.
Are you lying
about it?
It's college. It's pro football,
nope,
I mean.
Didn't get it,
so,
can you say it one more time?
So Brian's NFL team won, Aaron College team won. 2-0, that's good.
No, my NFL team actually lost.
Chargers lost?
They played a really good team. Did they play?
Miami.
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Tyreek Hill went crazy.
Tua went off too, yeah. I went 2-0, Cowboys and Longhorns.
First time in a long time that's happened.
Very long time.
Tyreek had 11 catches, 215 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Well, he said he wants to get to 2,000 this year. Receiving yards. That's so much.
It's a lot.
He can't stay healthy, can he?
He can.
Tyreek. I don't know if his quarterback can.
That's true.
True.
Him and Jalen Waddle last year scored all their touchdowns with Tua as quarterback. When the backups came in when he got injured, they didn't score any touchdowns.
Who is Miami's backup?
Last year was Jacoby Brissett, Jacoby Brissett.
He's been on every single team.
And like
he
Thompson
played on 32 different teams
all last year.
Oh yeah, Skylar Thompson, I bet, is their backup.
Now yeah,
Mike White.
Oh,
from Dallas.
No, he's from Jets.
And then
Yeah.
And then Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson's their emergency.
Mike White's much better than...
Skylar Thompson started that playoff game, didn't he?
Yeah. They had Teddy Bridgewater last year.
He got hurt. Skylar Thompson started the playoff game.
Is this what started the emergency?
Is this what?
Is this what started the emergency quarterback thing? It's Miami? Because they were down their third... Or no, was it? No, it was probably 49ers.
In San Francisco, not having a quarterback.
Because I remember them starting. Thompson started, Jalen Hurts started, Mahomes started, and Purdy started. It was like Big 12 in the playoffs last year.
Well, NFL talk.
Financially recover from
this. Can't hear that. I don't think anybody can hear that.
What was it?
Never going to financially recover from this.
Picks. Well, first game, Tony, I guess you can just wing this one.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't remember who I picked.
I put this one in.
Isaac's first, though.
I absolutely know who I picked.
Number 15, Kansas State at Missouri. K-State 5-point favorites. I changed it now. We just had this updated. I know the line's already moved. So we'll do
5. We have to do 5.5. That's why we're down.
I put 5 on the graphics.
But everybody made their picks at 5.5.
Is somebody going to change your picks from -5.5 to 5?
No.
I don't know.
On this game?
Yeah.
No. K-State by a million.
I just updated them today. 47.5 is under 11 a.m. SEC Network. Isaac, who do you have?
Kansas State.
By a million.
Oh, you changed the graphics?
I'm guessing everybody picked Kansas State in this one. Or else Brian wouldn't do this.
Tony?
Yeah, I ended up picking K-State.
What do you mean, otherwise he wouldn't do this?
He hasn't done this before.
No, this is new. This is nice.
Just go through the picks and we'll figure it out.
This is the first time I did it.
He just threw a different image in that spot.
K-State. Right.
Man, he's got some PowerPoint skills.
K-State, too.
Okay. didn't tell me K-State?
100%.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Gave you ruined too much credit.
Oh, no.
Whoops, not this test. You. Who's Brian?
Oh, that stings. Tough pick.
Oh, no, I did highlight Missouri.
Thank you.
I meant to highlight K-State.
Oh, Nick's got Missouri.
Missouri. What do we go for?
Coming after this guy.
No, yeah,
still got them skills.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kansas State or Missouri?
I have Kansas State.
Okay.
Oh, I guess we can just change picks whenever we want. next Saturday, I'll change my
picks. Would you like to change your pick right now, Isaac?
All right, now.
He's going to save it.
I have Kansas State as well.
So, Kansas State on the board.
Kansas State on the board.
Oh, man.
All right.
South Carolina at number one, Georgia. 27.5, 54.5, 230 CBS. Isaac.
27 points. Too many, South Carolina.
Go Cox.
Tony.
I don't remember. Hold on.
Well, I have it.
Oh, I got you. I took Georgia. I got Georgia.
You just wait for Brian to click.
Yeah.
I have Georgia.
Whoa.
I agree with Isaac. I think 27 is a lot of points. I guess South Carolina.
You need it.
Go Cox.
Yeah, there you go.
You're welcome.
Isaac, let's say that one more time.
Yeah. Go Cox.
I almost knew
South Carolina.
Brian was going to do that too. Georgia hasn't looked, the best. I mean,
27 is a lot for next
year. I don't know.
Spencer Rattler's back in the top 20 or top two quarterbacks in the draft.
Top two?
Week one. People are just talking. He has a higher completion percentage than Caleb Williams right now.
Caleb Williams played one more game.
I'm just saying what people are saying.
Nobody's taking a chance to spend it around.
I don't know.
Ludicrous.
I think the Cowboys are looking at him.
Probably will.
I hope the Cowboys take him.
Why don't you go from one turnover prone quarterback to another?
Because.
All right.
Hey, Nick, 40 nothing last night, man.
I'm not a Giants fan. It's okay.
Whatever.
All right, here we go now. Let's go with, what is it, minus 7?
We got number...
What's the over-under on this game?
Hold on.
20.
No.
6.
I think it's number 11. I can't remember what Tennessee's ranked. I think it's number 12.
You said first 11. Half. My bad.
Whatever, I'm going to send a guess. Number 11, Tennessee at Florida. 6 o'clock ESPN. Tennessee, 6.5. My favorite is over-under, 57.5. Isaac.
7.5. I'm taking the Volunteers, but I also could see this being the game that Joe Milton absolutely craps the bed and goes like 9 for 20 or something like that, and they lose. But I'm taking Tennessee. Interesting. Until that happens.
I don't. Tennessee all the way. By 100. No, not by 100.
By
100. No, I definitely said
no.
Game,
that's our
it's a weird game to pick.
I'll go over the predictions.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I should have
covering that.
Nate.
I got UT.
The real UT.
Real UT.
No. It's not the real UT.
I just said UT.
Not anymore. They beat Alabama last week.
Right.
Tennessee did it last year.
Yeah, but we...
With a better Alabama team that you guys lost to.
Oh.
Snap.
That's right.
I got Tennessee as well.
UT. Yeah.
The real UT.
I just said UT. I didn't say the real UT.
We got a clean sweep here, or does Brian have something different?
Unfortunately, I have the fighting Peyton Mannings.
Tony wasn't that funny, man.
It made me laugh.
Tony loved it.
Because I looked over at Brian's face, and he's just absolutely cheesy.
He was really proud about it.
Brian was absolutely proud about it. That's
number 7, Penn State at non-ranked Illinois. 11 a.m. Fox. Penn State is minus 15 now. 48.5.
15?
Holy moly. Do you think Big Noon would have been here if Illinois would have beat Kansas?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did too. Isaac.
13, 15, don't matter. Penn State. He's absolutely diced at Illinois last weekend.
Listen. I agree, Penn State, 100%.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Penn State. This is interesting for Nick.
Yeah, because Illinois is supposed to win how many games? Or
he's supposed to win
the
Big Ten
West this year.
Big Ten West champ.
Oh, boy. I mean, it's not a Big Ten West game.
No. Yeah, but it's a conference loss.
Oh, Penn State.
Ouch. Big Ten West is so weak.
The Big Ten West is weak. However, they're going to look even weaker after this game.
I'm not going to, I mean, other than the Knicks Missouri pick, it's been pretty clean sweep across the board.
Well, the games weren't the best games. Next week's going to be crazy.
Oh, shoes. Dude, these were the best of the best. And they
I know. I'm not criticizing your the games you picked. There's just no good ones.
It's crazy.
It's week three.
This may. This may.
2-0 Minnesota at 2-0 number 20 North Carolina.
Game day.
7.5 is now the line. Every single line has moved from last night.
What was it before? What did we pick?
Six and a half.
Oh, yeah. I'll take 7.5, thanks.
230 ESPN. 49 is over under, if you're wondering. Isaac.
Minnesota at 7.5, please. Thank you.
Oof. Listen, Minnesota's hot garbage. North Carolina.
North Carolina by 12.
Oh, wow. That's not even that crazy of a pick.
I'm going to North Carolina as well.
Minnesota.
What is going on?
He's making them up as he goes. This is Tony from last year right here.
I have him down.
This is embarrassing.
Brian, bring up your bring up your text, Brian.
No, I mean, no, he's right. I did highlight Minnesota.
That's a great pick. Great pick.
I don't know what you did wrong.
Let's keep it.
Let's ride.
But we're changing the Missouri one.
Let's go.
Yeah, Missouri's changing for sure.
Just so our viewers know, Brian has not made two mistakes on this.
No.
No, I don't know. I highlighted
Nick is literally making up his picks as we go.
I was doing this. I think Natasha was talking to me.
Zero views.
It don't matter.
Okay. I'll take North Carolina.
Let's ride, Nick. Nick and I have the same picks.
Well, we're the most consistent ones.
What's the
BRP parlay? We're 3-0.
Oh, is that because Nick gets to change them whenever he wants? After he sees Isaac's pick?
After he sees
Isaac's pick. Isaac.
Yeah, what the heck?
I changed my Missouri pick. Was different, idiots.
I like it.
Yeah, but that's because you changed Minnesota, too.
He's probably going to change this one, too.
Game number was 6 here. 0-1 Colorado State. College game day will be here, beginning kickoff. 0-1 Colorado State. Yeah. Taking on Isaac's Colorado Buffaloes.
Yep, number 18 Buffs.
23.5. This line's stayed.
It's because nobody's betting.
9 is over under. 9 o'clock on the ESPN.
Everybody bet on Colorado last
9 o'clock?
Week.
This is a 9 o'clock kick.
Hey, did you know somebody put $1 million on -2.5 for Colorado? They cleaned house. They should have been.
No. This is 9 p.m.
This game is 9 p.m.?
Yeah, Central Time.
Oh, I'm not waiting.
I'm not watching this.
I'm not watching. I'll wake up to that.
That's a garbage game.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
Actually, I'll probably still be at my game.
I will still be at
your game. Brian, you'll still be at your game.
So it'll be halftime of your game.
You probably just clicked this whole bunch, didn't you?
Nope.
Wow. Isaac,
Colorado.
Colorado.
Tony? Hello?
Colorado State.
Nebraska
exposed Colorado. Listen, all right. We exposed them. We showed their weaknesses. Colorado State still sucks, but they're going to at least cover the 23.
They're playing a backup quarterback.
Yep, it doesn't matter. You just run the damn ball.
So maybe that's how they exposed Colorado. Yeah.
Their starter was a 4-star. So this gets
4-star, 3-star, doesn't matter.
Keeps getting worse for you, Tony.
You say that, but what was your record last
Colorado
week?
Colorado State covers.
I won last year.
Last week.
Last year, I won.
Last week is all I care about.
We had the same record last week, actually.
Yeah,
damn,
I
know
you did.
No,
Tony had the same as Brian and Nate.
Yeah, me, Tony, and Brian went 4-4. You and Isaac went 3-5.
I went 4-4. I lost 4.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's pretty good for you,
well,
Tony.
I did play better than that.
Colorado, move on.
Nick.
Colorado. Go Brian. Puffs.
Go Puffs.
Colorado.
I would have laughed if it was
Colorado. Ooh, the big game.
Probably just skip through this one pretty quick, too.
Powerhouse, Northern Illinois, 0-2 Nebraska, 6 o'clock Fox Sports. Nebraska's a 10.5 point favorites now. This line is crazy. It's with this much.
Well, that's because Jefferson's not playing. They're brand new
to
the line.
I think everybody just wants to pepper the team that Nebraska plays this year after they won so much money last week.
45.5.
Hey, we'll see if the Nebraska curse is still a thing.
This is the week to break it.
No, I mean for Colorado.
Is it?
No, Isaac doesn't go first. It's Nate.
Oh, yeah, Nate.
Nebraska. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can skip very quick through it.
I have Nebraska covered as well. Whether it's 13.5 or 10.5.
I got...
I'll take 10.5.
I got Nebraska as well. Isaac?
Nebraska.
Tony, don't break the news. Don't do it.
No, not twice in a week.
Oh, I think this is the first time ever we've all picked the Browns. No, Georgia Southern.
No, as
no, did. We didn't do Georgia Southern. He took. It was. We actually all won it. It was. It was COVID year.
Yikes!
Wasn't it?
Oh, my notebook don't go back that far.
There's no way Nebraska lost too many games that they shouldn't have lost that year.
I can't. I think I might be able to check to see if we did last year.
Wow.
I don't think that's we nice. Did.
All right. We want to. I mean, we didn't even recap our picks.
Go ahead.
What are the standings?
Me 8 points, Brian 8 points, you 7 points, Nate 7 points,
and,
Tony 5 points.
And Nate has a big bet.
Yeah, so that's how he has 7 points because his record's worse.
So how's this Bowman Shuck thing going?
Shuck is way ahead of Bowman.
For now.
But if any of them get injured, bet's off.
I love how Nate was just making up new rules to this.
Let's see. Tyler Shuck has three last week and three the week before, so six. Bowman has zero. Off to a good start. Oh, maybe.
So far, I'm looking back into last year. Brian, me, Nate, and Isaac almost agreed on a lot of the rest of games. You were the difference so far in two games where you picked the other team. Oh, no, we have not agreed yet.
Yeah. I think you have to
go. Nope. Nebraska at Michigan, minus 29.5. We all thought Nebraska would cover 29.5.
And we won that.
When was that?
Yeah, that was last time. That was last
2 years ago.
Last year?
Oh, November 9th, 2022.
So last year.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Because, are you sure we all agreed on that?
It's right here.
Yeah, that's all. I think that's the only time we've all taken.
I think Michigan had to kick a field goal and they just ran it and time expired and
29 covered.
Yeah, so far that's the only time that we've all only agreed. Oh, we almost all agreed against Iowa. Nate picked Iowa though.
Nice, good pick by me. Not.
Is that last year's Iowa game?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, just go to the ones. Just go to the predictions from last week.
I did have them in here. I might have left them in my other at home. I wrote them all down, though, because Brian had one.
What, the hot takes?
Oh, Brian had Alabama by 14 against Texas.
I got them right here.
Oh.
I got...
Nate had two. Brian had one that I had written down.
No, I don't have any from last week.
Dang.
Hold on.
I know Brian's was Alabama by 14 against Texas.
I don't have any other ones from last week. So I didn't write any? There were more hot takes from last week?
I had three of them written down on my... Actually,
no, our BRP parlay pick records. Tony 1-2, Nick 3-0, Nate 2-1, Brian 1-2, Isaac 3-0.
Dang.
Quick rundown.
Oh, hey, I have one here. Hold on.
Brian kept us from winning some money last week.
Nate said Utah would win by 24 points.
Oof. Happy to be wrong, or...
They don't matter.
Nate said Ole Miss would win by 13. Tony said Oregon would win by 21.
Oof.
Nate said Oregon would be up 25 at halftime.
Thanks, Brian.
And then, yeah, then Brian said Alabama would be up 14. Would win by 14.
Oregon's really out here really pushing the whole bow for Heisman thing.
Old Miss won by 17.
Audacious.
But that was before you knew Michael Pratt was out, so it shouldn't count.
Good pick.
You said it voids of injury, so.
That was just our bet.
Anything to recap for or not to recap it?
Texas Tech is 1-1, Baylor is 0-2, so that's going well for.
That's your guys. What other bets you guys have?
Tyler Shuck and Alan Bowman.
And you're winning that one as well.
What'd you say, Texas Tech and Baylor? Baylor?
Yeah.
Both 0-2.
No, Texas Tech's 1-1.
Oh, they are. Oh no, I thought they won.
Excuse me.
0-2, both 0-2. Dang it! Which one's closer to winning a game?
I would assume. Well, I would assume that the overtime game would be the closer one.
Oh, okay. Do you guys agree or disagree that Oregon players should have ran the ball in?
Oh, 100% run the ball in.
No, he should have fell down.
Yes.
Yeah, you fall down because then you'll. It's the whole UNC App State thing. Yeah.
No, as a player, I'm running that in.
As a player, you
it doesn't
run that
matter.
In.
They ran it in. They won the game. Yeah. They covered the spread.
Isaac, at the end of the game, you're the guy that got it. You're running that ball.
I did call interception though on that last.
You're Tony's running that.
I'm 100% running that.
Tony's high stepping in there.
I'm high stepping.
We already know Brian. He's running that thing in.
I'm DeSean Jackson looking back towards him and falling in.
I'm running that in and I'm doing a backflip.
As someone that used to live in the end zone, I'm probably falling down, saving the team.
I ain't getting there. Hey, Jesse, what quarterback was that?
I ain't getting there.
What quarterback was that who just dove into the end zone against Ohio State? Oh, Youngstown State's quarterback?
Yeah, Youngstown State, just easy pull. Like,
it was a zone read. Ohio State just collapsed.
And he just dove in the end zone by himself.
Yeah. It was awesome.
That was like when Lamar Jackson used to do cartwheels into the end zone and then injured
himself. Do we want to do our Super Dogs right now?
Oh, yeah, and Parlay.
Super Dogs and?
Let's do the Parlay first.
I have my Super Dog pulled up.
Hold on. Okay, let's do Super Dogs first, because Nick wants to do the Super Dogs. He might change it halfway through, though.
We're doing 9.5 next week?
Yeah.
Okay. I got my Super Dog.
Okay, go for it.
I got Virginia over Maryland.
Whoa.
Now he likes Virginia. Now he likes Virginia.
Oh,
wow.
Fear the turtle.
Turtle.
Mate, this is your money, too, man.
I know, but...
Who wants to go next?
I do not have one. I didn't come with one.
I will go
you
with...
You texted. Be prepared to come with one.
You're the one.
Okay, I'll go. No. I'll go.
Let's go.
Hey, Brian.
My Super Dog pick is Illinois over Penn State.
Jeez. Good thing we didn't pick Penn State for our future. So
we're
going
to lose that one.
Why?
Do I need to read mine?
Why did we lose?
Because you took Penn State to win.
And now, no, we didn't do futures for Penn State.
And now you're taking...
We didn't do futures for Penn State.
No, I know, but you took Penn State to win on there.
Who cares?
You're taking Illinois.
Just wait till you hear my other one.
Well, I got Georgia Tech over Ole Miss.
Whoa!
They played Louisville tough.
Tony Isaac.
Dang, I don't know. There's some pretty good ones. All right. I got mine. Georgia Southern plus 19 Wisconsin. Georgia Southern's out for another Big Ten win.
Georgia Southern has to win, though, right?
Yeah.
Straight out. Money line.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That was just telling you that was the spread so that you guys understood.
What did... Oh.
I love that, actually. Dang, it's nice.
Tony, you got one?
Wisconsin's born.
Georgia Tech's 20-point dogs.
20? This probably is going to be way over the limit.
I'm putting it in right now.
Yeah, someone should check it.
Oh, golly.
What was Nate's?
Georgia Tech, Mississippi.
Ole Miss.
It says Mississippi.
No one calls them that.
Says Mississippi. What about Akron over Kentucky?
What about Southern Miss over Tulane?
You want that?
It's only 11.5.
No, you can't bet that. Tulane's our team. That's our.
Yeah, don't bet against our futures. Yeah,
okay, I won't bet against our future. Did we take Arizona too?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just bet against our future.
No, you can't.
We didn't take Kansas. I got Nevada over Kansas.
Man, what about Michigan State?
Nevada is really bad. Nevada lost to Idaho.
Okay, nope, I don't want that.
What about what's Akron like?
Bad.
Well,
all these teams are bad.
Nevada literally lost in FCS.
Georgia Tech's not bad.
Okay, but like, what about Florida Atlantic versus Clemson?
Fine, Akron over
versus Clemson.
Yep, I'm taking that one.
What is it?
Florida Atlantic
versus Clemson.
Florida Atlantic's bad.
what else do you want me to?
We're not going to be able to bet this.
There's so many.
We win, it's $111,000.
Oops.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'll take a different one.
Take a different one.
What's mine?
Wyoming over Texas.
If you want to drop it to a 10-point game.
What are my odds?
I can't drop it to a 10-point game. Akron over Kentucky.
What about Miami, Ohio versus Cincinnati?
It's going to be a lot because that's 25-point spread, too.
They're all huge spreads.
We have to change that one. It paid $111,000.
We almost have to bump the spread down to 9.5 this week, or else the spreads are going to be huge.
That's fine.
I like my game.
We can find one more.
There's so many.
There's not any that are less than...
Brian, can you look at Akron over Kentucky?
Just a second. I just have our four games in there, and it still pays $89,000.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's without Tony even having a game.
The spreads are too big.
It's either Isaac or Brian's there. Put this over.
Nate's is 20. Mine's only 18.
Mine's only 14.
Fine. Miami, Ohio over Cincinnati.
That's a good one.
We got to drop another game. With the four games, we're already at $89,000.
Let me look, guys.
Mine's only plus 400. Mine's the least.
What's mine?
Nick?
Yours is the least?
Yeah, yours is plus 430.
Mine's plus 675.
Jeez!
That means yours is more, Nate.
Jeez!
What?
Nate's is plus 800. Yeah, Nate's got to change those.
Nate, you have changers.
Tony, what did you
want?
I said
the
Miami, Ohio.
You're not undefeated.
Cincinnati.
I'm the only one that has a win on this.
Where?
Miami, Ohio, place. Cincinnati.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's going to be pretty high no matter what.
By the way, disclaimer, if you have a gambling problem.
1-800-BETS-OFF.
1-800-BETS-OFF.
Miami of Ohio versus Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
So Aaron Rodgers took 1 sack and got sacked. Or 1 snap and got sacked.
He did get 1 sack to 1 sack.
Well, he didn't take 1 snap, because he got 1 pass off.
No, well, it was...
He's 0 for 1.
Yeah, yeah, the left tackle just didn't block, and the guy was like...
Who did you have, Anthony? Are you on the right week?
Yeah. Cincinnati, yes. Miami, Ohio.
It's at 6 p.m. Cincinnati's minus 14.
Oh, I didn't go down far enough. There it is.
What about Navy over Memphis?
No, I need Nate's game.
What's our point?
13.5.
13? Does it have to be 13.5 still? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about Michigan State over Washington? Don't do that.
Old Dominion over Wake Forest?
Don't like that.
No.
Northwestern over Duke.
Definitely don't like that. Oh, okay, never mind. Why would you like that? Northwestern's garbage.
So is Duke.
Duke's ranked.
Old Dominion over Forest. Doesn't matter.
Boston.
What about San Jose State over Toledo?
San Jose State's not playing this week, are they?
Yeah.
What about San Diego State over Oregon State?
Man, oh.
Where's that game?
That's not very much, though. Here, wait a second. With maybe since Tony changed his game, maybe we can put that Georgia Tech game back in there.
Yeah, I had to change my last week.
Okay, we can do that. It's only 47,000.
Oh, with Georgia Tech, Ole Miss?
With Georgia Tech in there, yeah. Because Anthony changed his down half.
So I want to bump mine up a little bit.
So we got Virginia, Georgia Southern, Illinois, Miami of Ohio, and Georgia Tech. $5 pays $47,400.
The only one I don't see winning is Illinois.
We're still going to Vegas if we win 47.
Yeah, that's 20. That's about $5,000 a person. That's okay.
BRP parlay.
Probably like more like 8,000.
BRP
but
parlay.
After taxes, okay. Same.
I got the overs in Virginia Tech and Rutgers.
What is it?
Oh, wow. I'm gonna make these. 39.5.
I have.
Hold on. Va Tech and who?
Rutgers.
What time's that game?
2:30 on Big Ten Network.
Are you putting these in, Isaac?
I'm just putting them down on my.
You said over 39.5. That's good.
Over 39.5.
Yeah.
My God.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Nate.
I got Bowling Green covering the 39.5 against Michigan.
What time's that?
Because Michigan is 0-2 on covering.
I actually like that a lot.
6:30 p.m.
All right, Tony.
Plus what?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, plus 39.5.
Brian, you got one?
I do. Just a second. Oh, it's up to 40 now, Nate.
I'll take that.
On Caesars.
All right, I'll put it at 40 then.
That's mine is... Where'd it go?
Mine's Notre Dame and whoever they play overs.
What time's that? That's an early game, right?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
Great question. I forgot. Notre Dame plays...
Central Michigan.
It's 55. You have,
yeah, it's 40, 54.5 right now.
Even better.
And we probably will get these in tomorrow. Oh.
Yep.
So whoever wants to, everyone just Venmo tomorrow or tonight.
I'm going to take over 64 on Western Kentucky versus Ohio State.
That's a good pick.
Over 64?
Do you think taking...
Who's the game?
Western Kentucky at Ohio State.
64, right?
Yep. I really like that one.
Yeah, I do too.
Because Ohio State's gave up some points.
Yeah, Western Kentucky is spread them out, throw it around.
And Tony, whatever you want there, big guy. I mean, if you want to take Alabama spread, go for
you're putting
it.
These picks
I was
in
thinking
tomorrow.
About either the LSU spread's only 53.5.
Oh, you're leaving.
Or the over under, sorry. Or.
Oh, we talked about we talked about it because we won't all play together.
Yeah. Not
until
playoffs.
No.
No,
not
it's single elimination.
And Isaac's gone. Yeah, I told you, it's single elimination in the fall.
What are you talking about?
Softball.
A Vegas trip for work.
Oh, nice.
The last week of September.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I might do it anyways. I might just go.
Come on down.
Oh, Isaac, you're here. What the heck?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
I'm sure Dave would be thrilled. We'll let Isaac break the schedule to him.
I will. I'll send him
Text. I think I'm going to take the overs in the San Diego State, Oregon State at 47.
SDSU, yes, OSU.
San Diego State won't score.
Neither will Oregon State. They'll put the ground to pound.
San Diego State
is it over 46?
It's 47.
Well, why do you do unders? That'd be a good one to report.
All right, screw it. I like the unders then. I didn't know San Diego wasn't going to.
Well, Oregon State has pretty good defense.
Are we sure we're doing unders? Under 47?
Yeah.
This will be scored 36 last week. I know they played nobody, or 2 weeks ago.
Oregon State's defense is pretty good.
Put up 20. I don't know.
And they're and nice is right. They do. They run the ball a lot.
Who? San Diego State.
Oregon State. Oh. So they waste that clock.
All right.
I actually like the unders in that one.
That's fine. I don't know, dude. Oregon State's putting up. I mean, granted, they played nobody, but they put up 55.
Well, you go if you go overs.
And then 42 overs. On San Jose State.
Do it, Tony. Take the overs.
Overs.
Yeah, go overs.
Good. Good man. We don't cheer for non-scoring.
I did.
Cheer for scoring.
Florida and Utah.
I did. Under 44. Week, so. I did cheer the first week, so.
All
right. Anyways, I think we're locked down there.
All right. We're locked in.
I have no idea what I picked.
You had a San Diego State versus Oregon, and Oregon State over 47.
And you also had Miami of Ohio over Cincinnati.
Perfect. I like my picks.
Not too bad. Ooh, 47.5 is what I see on Bleacher Report.
Oof.
That hook doesn't kill us.
Oof. That hook.
Sign us out.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate it. Don't forget to check us out on all our social media as well as I forget now. Podcasthousemedia.com. Right? I said that right. Yeah, I said that right. All right. That's all we got.
Toodles.
We're out of here. Peace.